现在播送英语 USA 第20课。你好，徐峰。
你好，严华。
听众朋友们好，欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。
上次我们的老朋友 Martin 带着我们专程拜访了一个农场主的家庭， Lisa 和 Eric 一家，他们谈到了家庭成员和亲戚的情况，我们趁机学到了不少介绍家庭亲属关系的词句。今天我们要到哪儿去呢？
哎，你忘了吗？今天我们有个非常难得的机会，要去另一个农场参加一个家庭大团圆。我们要上 Chuck Kessler 家去。Chuck 家的农场规模宏大，他家的房子也十分宽敞，所以是个家庭大团圆的理想地点。他们家的亲戚也真多，有好几十家。你想象一下，几十个 Kessler 家庭的老老小小团聚在一起，这个场面该有多热闹啊。
可不是嘛，咱们可不能错过这个凑热闹的机会，而且参加这个聚会啊，我们还能进一步掌握怎么用英文来介绍亲属关系。
好，让我们抓紧时间学点生词，然后和 Martin 一起去参加他们的合家大团圆吧。
首先得学的生词就是家庭大团圆。我们学过家庭这个词 family， F-A-M-I-L-Y family。 那么团圆的英文该怎么说呢？团圆就是 reunion， R-E-U-N-I-O-N reunion。 再说一遍， reunion， R-E-U-N-I-O-N reunion。 那么家庭大团圆该怎么说呢？
我想就是 family reunion。 好，我们接着学两个地名。第一个是 St. Louis， 它的拼法是大写的 S 小写的 T 一点，然后另一个词 Louis， L-O-U-I-S。 再说一遍， St. Louis， 它的拼法是大写的 S 小写的 T 加一点，然后另一个词 L-O-U-I-S St. Louis， 这是美国密苏里州的城市圣路易斯。
第二个地名是 Fargo， F-A-R-G-O Fargo。 再说一遍， Fargo， F-A-R-G-O Fargo， 这是美国的城镇法哥。
接下来要学的生词是 salesman， S-A-L-E-S-M-A-N salesman。 再说一遍， salesman， S-A-L-E-S-M-A-N salesman， 这是售货员或者推销员。
最后我们要学一个短语 seed corn。 我们以前学过 corn，C-O-R-N corn， 这个词解释是什么呢？
corn 就是玉米。
对了， seed 它的拼法是 S-E-E-D seed。 再说一遍， seed， S-E-E-D seed， 它的意思就是种子。而 seed corn 连在一起又是什么意思呢？
我想是玉米种的意思吧，或者也可以说是留种的玉米。
好，生词就写到这儿。Martin 已经到了 Kessler 家，这会儿正在跟男主人 Chuck 聊天，咱们快去听听吧。
Why do you have the family reunion, Mr. Kessler?
We have a large farm. We have a large house, too.
Is the family reunion very large?
We have 30 or 40 families. Have you met my wife, Martin?
No, I haven't. Good morning, Mrs. Kessler.
Call me Yvonne. I'm happy to meet you. You're a reporter.
Yes, I am. I want to meet these men and women.
We have about 40 men and women.
We have about 60 children.
It's a large reunion.
Come, meet some Kesslers.
Are these men and women all Kesslers?
Some are married to Kesslers. This is my father.
Hello, Mr. Kessler.
Hello.
Are you a Kessler? No, I'm not. I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter. Have you met my wife? Hello, Mrs. Kessler. I'm happy to meet you. What do you do, Mrs. Kessler?
I'm a housewife.
Do you have more children?
Only two. We have two daughters and one son.
Where do they live?
Our son Chuck lives here, of course. One daughter lives in St. Louis. One daughter lives in Fargo.
What do you do, Mr. Kessler?
I'm a salesman.
What do you sell?
I sell seed corn.
I'm happy to meet you. Excuse me, I want to meet more Kesslers. Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. Are you a Kessler?
Of course. I'm Karen Kessler. This is my sister.
I'm Kendra. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you married to a Kessler?
No, I'm not.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. May I ask you some questions?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have only my sister.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. Kendra is married.
Chuck Kessler. 为什么要举行这次家庭大团圆活动呢？这次大团圆的规模有多大呢？让我们再听一遍 Martin 和主人 Chuck 以及女主人 Yvonne 的谈话。
Why do you have the family reunion, Mr. Kessler?
We have a large farm. We have a large house, too.
Is the family reunion very large?
We have 30 or 40 families. Have you met my wife, Martin?
No, I haven't. Good morning, Mrs. Kessler.
Call me Yvonne. I'm happy to meet you. You're a reporter.
Yes, I am. I want to meet these men and women.
We have about 40 men and women.
We have about 60 children.
It's a large reunion.
Come, meet some Kesslers.
Chuck Kessler 怎么会决定在他家举行这次家庭大团圆的活动呢？
因为他们家的农场和住房都很大。有条件举行这样的活动。
这次大团圆的规模究竟有多大呀？
有三四十家人参加。
那么一共有多少人呢？
总共有四十来个大人和六十来个孩子。
哇，有那么多的人欢聚一堂， Martin 又可以发挥他当记者的特长了。他有机会跟各个辈分的 Kessler 攀谈。 Martin 接着就见到了 Chuck Kessler 的父母，他们谈到了家庭和子女，让我们再听一遍他们的谈话。
Are these men and women all Kesslers?
Some are married to Kesslers. This is my father.
Hello, Mr. Kessler.
Hello.
Are you a Kessler? No, I'm not. I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter. Have you met my wife? Hello, Mrs. Kessler. I'm happy to meet you. What do you do, Mrs. Kessler?
I'm a housewife.
Do you have more children?
Only two. We have two daughters and one son.
Where do they live?
Our son Chuck lives here, of course. One daughter lives in St. Louis. One daughter lives in Fargo.
What do you do, Mr. Kessler?
I'm a salesman.
What do you sell?
I sell seed corn.
I'm happy to meet you. Excuse me, I want to meet more Kesslers.
Chuck Kessler 的母亲也在经营农场吗？
不，她是家庭妇女。
Chuck 的父母除了 Chuck 以外还有几个孩子呢？
他们还有两个女儿。
这两个女儿住在哪儿呢？
一个住在圣路易斯，另一个住在法哥。
Chuck 的父亲做什么工作？
他是玉米种推销员。
Martin 和这对老夫妇的谈话一结束，就立刻把采访目标转向一对 Kessler 姐妹。他也问了有关他们家庭的一些问题，让我们再仔细听一遍他们说了些什么。
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. Are you a Kessler?
Of course.
I'm Karen Kessler. This is my sister.
I'm Kendra. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you married to a Kessler?
No, I'm not.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. May I ask you some questions?
Okay.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have only my sister.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. Kendra is married.
这对姐妹是由于婚姻关系而成为 Kessler 家的成员的吗？
不是，她们是 Kessler 家的女儿，而不是媳妇。
你怎么知道的呢？
我听到 Martin 问一个姐妹 Are you married to a Kessler? 她做了否定的回答。
对， Be married to somebody 是和某人结婚的意思。
在中文里面有嫁和娶的分别，但是在英文里这两个意思都用 be married to somebody 来表示。
那么这对姐妹都还没有结婚吗？
他们中间有一个已经结婚了。
那怎么用英文问你结婚了吗这个问题呢？
Are you married?
是的， be married 是已婚的意思。请注意它和 be married to 之间的区别。那么这姐妹俩有兄弟吗？
他们没有。
刚才我们听到怎么说自己有哪一些家人呢？
我们可以说 I have 后面加上表示某一家庭成员的名词，例如 brother, sister, daughter, son 等等。好，让我们再来听一遍 Martin 和几位新朋友的这几句谈话。
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I have a wife.
Do you have children?
We have two daughters and one son.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I have only my sister.
听众朋友，现在 Martin 想了解一下你的家庭情况，他要向你提出一连串的问题，请你根据自己的实际情况，并且按照刚才听到的句型一一回答。请注意，因为 Martin 提出的是一般疑问句，所以如果你的回答是肯定的话，就必须首先说 Yes. 如果是否定的话，那就得先说 no。 好了，我们开始吧。
Do you have a brother? Do you have a sister?Do you have a son? Do you have a daughter?
These 姐妹俩究竟是谁家的孩子呢？让我们仔细听听这段话。
Who is your father?
That man.
Chuck, we've met. Kendra, do you have children?
No, I don't. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
They 原来就是男主人 Chuck 的女儿。
那么 Chuck 有外孙了吗？
还没有。
在这样一个热闹的聚会上，当记者的 Martin 又要发挥他的社交能力了。他和 Kessler 家的叔叔姑姑都很谈得来。他们说到了各自的家庭。我们一边听他们的谈话，一边又可以学学怎样介绍家庭成员和亲属，并且怎样回答有关你家庭情况的问题。
好，让我们先来学一个生词 Aunt A-U-N-T Aunt 再说一遍 Aunt A-U-N-T Aunt 这个词的意思是阿姨、姑姑、婶婶、伯母或者舅妈。
今天真是个热闹的大团圆场面。 Kendra 要带 Martin 去见他的姑姑了，咱们快去听听吧。
Come with me, Martin. Meet my aunt.
Excuse me, Karen.
Goodbye. This is my aunt, Aunt Geraldine.
Is he a Kessler?
No, he isn't.
I'm Martin Lerner.
Hello, he's a reporter. I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. Do you have a family?
Of course. I have Kendra, I'm her aunt, and Karen.
Karen is Kendra's sister.
We've met. I've met your brother, too.
You've met Chuck? Have you met his wife?
Yes, I have.
I have a sister, too.
Is she here?
Yes.
Is your husband here?
Yes.
Is your sister married?
Yes.
Is her husband here?
No, he isn't. He's working.
What do you do?
My husband and I have a small business.
This is my aunt, Aunt Maxine.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Kendra, where is your mother?
I don't know.
Is she with your father?
I don't know.
Please, go look for her.
Excuse me, Martin.
Is your family here?
No, they aren't. They're in Baltimore.
Oh, is your home in Baltimore?
Yes, it is.
I have an uncle in Baltimore.
Martin, is your wife here?
No, she isn't. She's in Baltimore. Our home is in Baltimore.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have one boy and one girl.
How old is the boy?
He's 17 years old. My daughter is 14 years old.
Do you live in a house?
No, we don't. We live in an apartment. Where do you live?
I live with my mother and father.
Where is Kendra's home?
It's in town. She lives in an apartment.
Kendra, 先带 Martin 去见 Geraldine 姑姑。这位姑姑的家庭情况怎么样呢？让我们再听一遍他们的谈话。
Come with me, Martin. Meet my aunt.
Excuse me, Karen.
Goodbye. This is my aunt, Aunt Geraldine.
Is he a Kessler?
No, he isn't.
I'm Martin Lerner.
Hello.
He's a reporter.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. Do you have a family?
Of course. I have Kendra. I'm her aunt. And Karen. Karen is Kendra's sister.
We've met. I've met your brother, too.
You've met Chuck? Have you met his wife?
Yes, I have.
I have a sister, too.
Is she here?
Yes.
Is your husband here?
Yes.
Is your sister married?
Yes.
Is her husband here?
No, he isn't. He's working.
What do you do?
My husband and I have a small business.
Geraldine 姑姑的兄弟是谁呢？
就是 Chuck Kessler。
那 Geraldine 结婚了吗？
结婚了，她有丈夫。
她丈夫今天来赴会了吗？
他来了。
Geraldine 夫妇俩做什么工作呢？
他们自己有一家小型企业。
Geraldine 有一个姐妹叫 Maxine， 她也来参加合家大团圆。Kendra 也把 Maxine 姑姑介绍给了 Martin。让我们再来听一遍他们说了些什么。
This is my aunt, Aunt Maxine.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Kendra, where is your mother?
I don't know.
Is she with your father?
I don't know.
Please, go look for her.
Excuse me, Martin.
Is your family here?
No, they aren't. They're in Baltimore.
Oh, is your home in Baltimore?
Yes, it is.
I have an uncle in Baltimore.
Maxine 姑姑的丈夫今天也来了吗？
他没有来，因为他在工作。
那 Maxine 要找谁？
他要找 Kendra 的妈妈。
Kessler 家有谁也住在 Baltimore？
Maxine 有一个叔叔也住在 Baltimore。
Maxine 让 Kendra 去找妈妈了。Kendra 的妹妹 Karen 又来跟 Martin 继续聊天，她问起了 Martin 家的情况。我们重新听一遍吧。
Martin, is your wife here?
No, she isn't. She's in Baltimore. Our home is in Baltimore.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have one boy and one girl.
How old is the boy?
He's 17 years old. My daughter is 14 years old.
Do you live in a house?
No, we don't. We live in an apartment. Where do you live?
I live with my mother and father.
Where is Kendra's home?
It's in town. She lives in an apartment.
Martin 的太太有没有来参加今天的盛会呢？
不，她没有来。
Martin 有孩子吗？
他有一个儿子，一个女儿。
Martin 的儿女多大了呢？
他的儿子17岁, 女儿14岁。
Martin 住在什么样的房子里呢?
他们住在公寓里。
那么Karen 住在哪儿呢?
他和父母住在一起。
Kanga 也住在他父母家吗?
不, 他住在城里的一套公寓里。
听众朋友, 现在我们的记者先生 Martin 要来了解你家的情况了, 请你仔细听他的问话, 然后尽力回答问题。
Where do you live? Do you live in an apartment? Are you married? Do you have a brother? Do you have an aunt?
Grandparent,
G-R-A-N-D-P-A-R-E-N-T, grandparent. 我想你们能看出来，这个词也是个复合词， 由grand 加parent 组成，亲属中祖孙辈分的称呼，前半部分大多是grand， 例如我们上次学到的grandfather 和grandmother。 parent 这个词的意思是父母， 那么grandparent 应该解释为什么呢？
这个词的意思就是祖父、祖母、 外公或者外婆。好，我们再学一个生词， Secretary, S-E-C-R-E-T-A-R-Y, Secretary. 再说一遍， Secretary, S-E-C-R-E-T-A-R-Y, Secretary. 这个词解释成秘书。
让我们来听听 Martin 和 Karen 还谈了些什么吧。
May I ask some more questions about your family?
Yes.
I met two aunts. They are your father's sisters?
That's right.
Do you have uncles?
I have only one uncle.
And I met your grandparents. They are your father's parents.
That's right.
Do you have more grandparents?
Yes, I do. My mother's parents are living too.
Where do they live?
They live in Florida now. They lived here. Grandfather was a farmer.
What do you do? Are you a farmer?
No, I'm not. I work in town. I'm a secretary.
到现在为止， Martin 已经和 Karen Kessler 家的哪几位交谈过了？和他谈过的有
Karen 的父母、祖父母，还有他的两个姑姑。Karen
的外公外婆都还健在吗？他们还都健在。他们住在哪儿？
他们住在佛罗里达州。他们是不是一向都住在佛罗里达呢？ 不，他们以前就住在Karen家的农场上。Karen的外公过去是做什么的？ 他过去是农场主。Karen现在也在农场工作吗？
没有，Karen是当秘书的，他在城里工作。我想现在Martin总算对这个人丁兴旺的Kessler家庭有所了解了。
自从采访了这个地区的农场主聚会以来， Martin 对于农场家庭的生活产生了浓厚的兴趣。 他今天参加了Kessler农场的合家大团圆， 他下次还准备访问另外一个农场家庭， 并且了解他们的情况。
这一次啊，他不光希望知道这个家庭的现在， 还想了解他们的过去。
看来Martin 又得施展记者刨根问底的本事了。
没错。 而我们跟他一块儿去，正好能学学怎么说过去和现在发生的事情。各位，下次再见。
再见。
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是3w.wenglish.com。